Imagine walking into your Orange County office on a Monday, right? Your physical servers are humming along perfectly.
That sounds like a good morning so far.
Right, but then you realize that because one small cloud application updated over the weekend, nobody can actually log in. Like work just grinds to an absolute halt.
Oh yeah. And that scenario is exactly why business continuity isn't just about, keeping the lights on anymore. It's about knowing where your data lives, how it connects, and what happens when one link in the chain changes.
Exactly. So today we are exploring a practical guide from Technegium that tackles this massive headache for business leaders, deciding which business server workloads should stay on premises and which actually belong in the cloud.
Right, because the overarching mission here is figuring out how you build a support model that keeps your team working and protects your data without introducing daily operational friction.
Okay, let's unpack this. Because to make that on-premise versus cloud decision, you can't just guess.
No, you really can't. You have to start with a ruthless workload inventory.
A workload inventory.
Yeah, which means evaluating the exact number of employees, the devices they use, your local servers, and every critical application you run.
Wait, I want to stick on that word inventory for a second.
Yeah.
Because I think most people think of inventory as just, counting laptops in a spreadsheet.
Right, like a physical headcount.
Yeah. But you're talking about mapping how software talks to other software. It's more like comparing one-time IT support to waiting for a car to break down on the highway versus managed IT as regular preventative maintenance.
Precisely. We're talking about application dependencies here. So think of it like a restaurant. If you have a local kitchen that's your on-premise server, your chefs can grab ingredients instantly.
Because everything is right there in the room.
Exactly. But if you move your prep work to a shared cloud commissary across town, there is an inherent delay. So if your local CRM software has to query a secure database, say, 100 times a second, putting that database in the cloud creates unbearable lag.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that makes sense.
Right, so that technical dependency dictates that the workload needs to stay local. You add in strict compliance rules for how data is stored, and you realize pretty quickly why a blind move everything to the cloud strategy just fails.
So once you map out this complex web of dependencies, I imagine the immediate next step is protecting it from modern threats.
Absolutely.
But let me push back on this for a second. Isn't occasional one-time support ultimately cheaper for a growing business? Like paying a technician $500 once a year when a router breaks has to be mathematically better than a monthly retainer, right?
Well, on paper, maybe. But what's fascinating here is the hidden costs of one-time support. They are actually staggering
Staggering how?
because of what isn't happening between those breakdowns. I mean, when you only fix what's explicitly broken, nobody is managing backup ownership. Who is actually verifying that yesterday's data saved securely to the
Oh,
cloud?
I see. With one-time support, nobody is checking that.
Exactly. So the cost isn't the repair itself. It's the downtime and the data loss when a failure actually happens, all because the preventative mechanisms weren't in place.
That is a huge blind spot.
It really is. You need established, continuous cybersecurity routines. The Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency, CISA, they have this public blueprint called Secure Our World.
Right.
And they aren't just suggesting vague ideas. They lay out clear mechanisms like mandatory multi-factor authentication and continuous software patching.
These can't be one-off emergency responses.
No, they have to be daily habits to block modern threats.
Okay, but here's where it gets really interesting, because those daily habits are getting exponentially harder to enforce based on where people are actually working.
Oh, definitely.
If you have a hybrid team, someone at headquarters, two people at a coffee shop, someone else at home,
Sure.
how does that change the on-premise versus cloud math?
It completely shifts access and performance. If everyone is remote, forcing them to route back through an on-premise server just to open a file creates a massive bottleneck.
So that's a workload that absolutely should migrate to the cloud.
Yes. But managing that migration requires clear escalation paths. Like, if a cloud migration phases out an old app and a remote employee loses access mid-transfer.
Who do they even call?
Exactly. Which brings up a highly effective solution mentioned in the guide, which is co-managed IT.
Right.
For companies that already have an internal IT person, co-managed IT integrates an external support team directly with your internal staff. But the mechanism that makes it work is strict documentation.
Like defining exactly who handles daily help desk tickets and who checks those critical backups.
Yes, exactly. Who monitors the midnight security alerts, all of it.
Yeah.
Because without documented roles, handoffs just get missed.
So what does this all mean? Ultimately, your IT support model has to map directly to how your company actually functions. It can't just be an emergency hotline you call when things go dark.
Which leads to a really critical question to leave you with. What invisible operational risks are currently hiding in your undocumented IT processes?
Oof, a heavy question to chew on. And you definitely don't want to wait for a system failure to find out the answer. To dig deeper into mapping your own environment and setting your priorities, we highly invite you to read the related Technigian article and contact Technigian to discuss your specific needs. See you next time.